The arrow's dead. Couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be. And I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
The ghosts, they're like nothing we'd ever seen before. Well trained, well armed. We need the arrow.
You don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damian Dark.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. I am back. It is time for another Rant Raven review of Arrow. Now, I know it's been a long time. I'm telling you, having a 17-month-old son doesn't leave a lot of TV time. And when I do, I can't have it loud to feel all my shows. So I'm finally catching up. Kind of, sorta. I'll get there, people. I promise. I apologize. It is Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday. And yes, I'm going to be recapping and ranting and raving and reviewing. You get the picture of the episode called Dark Waters. I believe it was actually the mid-season finale that aired December 9th. So I'm probably, what, January, February? I'm 2 months behind. But then I have that break and then we come back. I've got my notes here written on my piece of paper. And also, I've got my email pulled up from my friend Anna B. She is a big fan of Arrow as well, plus The Flash. She does recaps and reviews on thevro.com. So if you want to check them out, go check them out. Anna B, that's where you can find her on thevro.com. And occasionally, every time she posts something of Arrow, I retweet. She's actually ahead of me. I haven't read her emails. I decided what I'm going to do is just highlight my favorite parts of this episode and then just read her email. And then we can just kind of... I'll just kind of feed off her stuff, and then if I got questions for you guys that are tuning in, we can do it that way. Cool? All right, people, so I'm pulling up her email. It says, "Hi, Mike." Hello, Anna. Wow, the midseason didn't disappoint. No, it did not. It was crazy, even the beginning, with the freaking helicopter drone that was just shooting up kids. Whoa, Damian Dark don't play. She put here, Dark was at his best in this episode, being an evil monster. Totally agree. He was not happy with Oliver for outing him out to the public. Oh, dude, when he did that, I was like, oh, he's not. I thought he was going to kill one of those guys, those people behind him. But I guess they're like big higher ups. So I guess he's in business with those people. Because when that one dude was like, "Congratulations, Damian Dark, you are now famous." I thought and the neck was going to be gone, but he didn't. Out him in public and he would have, and he would be one of his minions. So, I'm totally messing this up here. Okay, here we go. He was not happy with Oliver for... Okay, keep in mind, people, Anna's from Australia. And sometimes Australians and Americans, we are weird to each other. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm saying. Anna knows what I'm talking about. Here we go. So, he was not happy with Oliver for outing him out to the public, and he would be one of his minions. So, the only thing to do was to take away his light being his friends. That is true! And he went for the juggler. At first, I thought he was going to take Felicity. And I'm not going to lie, Anna B, and also Arrow fans, because I watch, what is it? Is it the originals after? I watch a show after Arrow, so every time I put it on, I think I ruined this. I knew this was going to happen, something like that, because I watched something, and then I saw Oliver at the grave, and I was like, oh, damn, did I just ruin it for me? So I really need to stop doing that. But yes, he took Felicity, he took Thea, and he took Diggs. I'm a little, I love the show. I was just a little bummed that, that something didn't happen inside that little tank of the gas chamber. Because you remember, did you see the guy, the little minion guy that got in there and he died within seconds? And yeah, someone should have died, at least got sick, passed out of the team. Maybe Diggs should have died or something. I don't know. With him dead, he would have been devastated. That is true. And he would have gone on a freaking revenge killing spree. And I would have loved it. Luckily for Laurel and Merlin, they saved the day. Now, the reason why I said Merle is because I got the Walking Dead marathon on in the other room. And that's why. Luckily, Laurel and Merlin, they saved the day. They did save the day. Actually, Merlin did. Laurel, I am not a big fan of her being the Black Canary. Sarah is always going to be the Black Canary for me. It just always is. And I'm sorry. I can't help it. Just like that. Finally, the ring appeared with the proposal, but was short-lived. See, that's what I understand. That kind of bugged me there, Anna B. and the listeners. When mom finds the ring, why didn't she just do a normal thing and just tuck it away and then talk to Oliver? No, she tells her daughter. And then Felicity outs him during his little thing. I'm like, what are you doing? What? I didn't like that part. Oliver has come a long way over the years to be content and happy, to want to marry the girl. I believe they are soulmates. I think so too, Anna. I really truly believe that too. There was so much love and emotion between Felicity and Oliver in this episode. But of course, Dark had the last say by trying to kill them both. Holy crap, that music playing and you saw the limousine driving. I was like, oh yeah, this is some mob stuff. This is some Gotham. This is some Godfather. This is some, you knew something was coming up. And when all those cars pull up and, which, by the way, I have to say, unless Oliver had a semi-bulletproof limousine, they should have been dead, okay? They should have, because he was those guys. Either that or the ghosts that are shooting suck total balls. And I've said that in past reviews because sometimes they just suck. Alas, Felicity is shot. Yes, she is. She doesn't look too good. Will she survive, and is she the one in the grave? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Now, people, I'm not ahead, and I know you are. It's weird because I saw her in the hospital in the preview for, of course, the return of Arrow, which I already have on my DVR. But he's at the grave. So, but then I swear I've seen her in other previews, but I can't remember. It's killing me because I really want to start watching, but I have to go somewhere right now. But I can't remember. Yeah, I just can't remember if I've seen her in episodes. The newer episodes of Arrow, or did Felicity really die? If she died, I'm going to be really upset. I'm not going to let my emotions, because I have to work after this. I really hope they don't kill her off. Me too, Anna B. Maybe they may pretend that she is dead to fool Dark. That is possible. That would be the smart thing to do. Just put her away, because it's obvious Dark's going to go after everybody he loves. Next, Thea and Diggs and so on down the line. If she is dead, I feel Oliver will slip back into his old ways as Felicity got him together. You know what? I totally agree. And I kind of like that Arrow. I like the revenge type of vigilante Arrow. He certainly will be out for revenge. Yes, he will. She put on here, we now have to wait until January 20th, 2016, which this review coming out right now, we don't. So it's almost like I time traveled. Kind of. Have a wonderful Christmas to you and your family, and we will continue in the new year. Yes, we will, Anna B. So there it is, people. That's her thoughts, and as you can see, I agree with a lot of hers. I have to admit, probably one of my favorite parts of this episode. I love Malcolm Merlyn, and I love how he just pops in into the Arrow lair just like that. And he just does it again. He just like, he's like, oh, I swear to God, getting into here, I was rolling because he just does that. Or if it's like a dark shadow in the past episodes, like you don't think he's there. And all of a sudden he just comes out and he's got his men behind him. It is awesome. Malcolm Merlyn is awesome. I love him. And then when he throws a quote over at Laura and says that she's got her bondage outfit on. Love it. I'm a big fan of Malcolm, so I'm glad nothing happened to him in this episode. I was a little worried. I was a little worried, but he's Ra's al Ghul. And then when he tells Detective Lance, when he's like, how did you get this phone? He's like, come on, Ra's al Ghul, bitch. Okay, he didn't say the bitch part, but you know what he meant. So that was awesome. That was probably my favorite part of the entire episode, besides the drive-by and the limousine. That was cool as well. And let's not forget about the fight. That was cool when Laura and them do help them and Malcolm, and then they're going, and then they let out those prisoners. That was dope. I'm not going to lie. That was dope. And those prisoners didn't have a chance at all. So I think that is it for this rant, rave, and review of this episode of Arrow, Dark Waters. Feel free to leave your comments on what you thought of this episode. Some of y'all might be like, I'm already past you, Maggie Slow. Okay, I understand that. But if you're new to this, feel free to leave a comment wherever you're listening to. Also, if you have an iPhone, they're not available on the other phone yet. I always forget what they're called, but still, I have an iPhone, and you can download this cool app. It's called Good Shows, GoodShows. It's called Good Shows. If you're a fan of TV and movies, you get on there, you sign in, absolutely free. You can follow me, Mike the Movie Guy. I'll follow you back, and you can join the community, and you can write reviews and all that good stuff, and it's really cool. So make sure you go on there and check it out. But it's absolutely free, and I'm a fan of it, and that's why. They don't give me anything for it, so don't out there thinking, you must be. No, I like it, and there's some really cool people on there, and there's people that love TV and movie as much as I do. So check it out if you get a chance. And let's see what else. You can find me on my blog, iwatchmike.com. That's my blog right there. Mike the Movie Guy on Instagram and Twitter. iWatchMike on Facebook. And, of course, don't forget the ladies, Anna B. She be riding over there for Flash and Arrow. You can check out the VRO.com and check that out as well. And, of course, my Audio Boom channel. This is where all my podcasts are at. The Walking Dead's going to be returning next week, and I'll be teaming up with my fellow co-hosts, and we'll be talking about the Walking Dead. So make sure you go to audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike, and you can see some of the other shows that I do there. I just wrapped up an episode of The Originals as well. I'm a big fan of The Originals. And New Orleans. I love New Orleans as well. All right, people. I think that's it. We are done. Thank you, Anna B., for your email. And tune in soon, because I'm going to do another one. I don't have the time to do one today because it's Super Bowl Sunday and I got to work. But I will watch some more Arrow this week and get caught up, because it's dying. I got to figure out, is Felicity alive or not? I'm not one of those guys that goes and reads and sees stuff and spoils stuff like Amy McCracken over the VRO.com. No, I don't like that. I like to go along with the ride. So I'm going to avoid everything. Hopefully I don't see it on a commercial. All right, people. Have a good one. More Arrow coming soon, soon, soon. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.
The Arrow's dead. Couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be. And I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
The ghosts, they're like nothing we'd ever seen before. Well-trained, well-armed. We need the Arrow.
You don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damian Darhk.